السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا وحبيبنا ومطاعنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وقال تعالى: ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وعدد يحسب أن ماله أخلد كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة، إلى آخر الآيات. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: مثل عروة مثل صاحب ياسين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، وصلى الله على النبي. Respected علماء كرام، respected elders, beloved brothers, Allah has given us deen, that is salvation and guidance through and through. But deen is a great responsibility. Allah sent every Nabi to a specific people, to a community, to a different area. Sometimes Allah sent certain Anbiya alayhim as-salam at one time to one area simultaneously. For example, you read this morning Surah Yasin. Allah sends three messengers to one town. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ اثْنَيْنِ فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا. Allah says, we sent two Nabis. The people denied the two Nabis. Then Allah sent a third Nabi. فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثٍ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ مُرْسَلُونَ. So the Anbiya said, we have been sent to you. Allah has sent us to you. So Allah would send different Anbiya at different times in history. But Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final of all Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. And Allah says, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَبَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ نَذِيرًا. If we wanted, we would have sent a Nabi to every town. But Allah wants every town to know you. That is the status of the greatest of Allah's creation, the paragon of Allah's creation, the beloved of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Makkah Mukarrama, whoever came into Makkah, our beloved invited them to Allah. It was in the month of Dhul Hijjah, where 6th year, Hazrat Umar embraced Islam. That was 6th year. But before that, many other Sahaba came into the deen. In the early Meccan stage, Ta'aleem used to take place in the home of a Sahabi by the name of Arqam. That's why his madrasa, the center of Islam, the first madrasa, the first markaz, the first place of spirituality, the khanqa, the first center of deen was Darul Arqam. Practicing deen openly was not allowed by the Kaaba. So whoever embraced Islam would come to Darul Arqam. And this great effort of deen took place from there, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make an effort and teach the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. But our deen is based on a great event that started in this month, Muharram. So let's forward to the time of Hazrat Umar. Hazrat Umar makes mashura during his khilafah. He says, what should be the foundation of our calendar? Hazrat Umar is making mashura. What a beautiful amal. What an important amal. Where did he learn this from? He's the Khalifa. He has to pass a decision. Everyone would abide. But he sees in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam how Allah's Nabi would make mashura. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would consult with his Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. Hazrat Abu Huraira says, radiyallahu anhu, ma ra'aytu ahadan akthara mashuratan li ashabihi min Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have never seen anyone consult so much with his companions than the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Umar learned this from Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the mashura, everyone could participate. And everyone would. And anyone could give their opinion. Like on the occasion of Khandaq, the opinion was presented by A Sahabi who was formerly a slave, Salman Farisi. Obviously he journeyed to look for the truth, he was enslaved, and Allah liberated him. What an amazing event in his life. His opinion was taken also, especially on the occasion of Khandaq. So Hazrat Umar makes this mashura. What should be our foundation? And opinions were presented. One was the birth of the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Umar didn't accept that opinion, because this is not seen in the seerah of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, birth date, or the celebrating a birthday. It is something as you and I as Muslims should not encourage. We should encourage our children not to have such a thing. We should bless our children, for example, on the achievement of Quran or some religious achievement. Then we should reward them for that. My child learns the Quran, reward him. Gather his friends, let him read. Give him a gift for Allah's sake. Show him that this is a real achievement that's going to come with us. So Hazrat Umar makes this mashura. The second opinion that came was, what about the death of the Prophet ﷺ? But Hazrat Umar didn't accept that, because deen is not based on grief, but on positivity. That is such a sad occasion. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam departed from this transitory world. Then the opinion was presented, the hijrah. What an amazing journey that was. So Hazrat Umar passed the decision that our calendar will be based on the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba kiram radiyallahu anhum. Because our beloved's hijrah was Rabi'ul Awwal. Sahaba kiram migrated in Muharram, in this month that we are in. But let's rewind further. In the Meccan stage, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made effort in Makkah. Sahaba made effort in Makkah. Then for 3 years they suffered in a valley called the Valley of Abu Talib. They suffered in this imprisonment. They were isolated. No one was allowed to interact with them. But Allah's Nabi didn't stop his effort, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He kept on inviting people to Allah. Then in those 3 years, he lost the greatest support. Externally, his support was Abu Talib. Internally, when he came home, his greatest support was Hazrat Khadija, radiallahu anha. She would invite all the ladies to deen. She would make effort on the women folk. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make an effort on the men and the whole of mankind. But when he lost Abu Talib and Hazrat Khadija, radiallahu anha, this hurt him severely. This caused him great pain. But Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't give up. Allah gave him solace and strengthened him through the Mi'raj. He returned from the Mi'raj with this great gift of Salah. And then he journeyed to a town outside Makkah, one of the most prominent areas in Arabia, 60 miles out of Makkah, named Wajj in history. Then it was named Ta'if. Allah's beloved journeyed there. Why did he go there? He went to invite to Allah. He went to meet the chiefs, the leaders of the community, and he gave them da'wat. Abdi Alil, Mas'ud, he spoke to them. What was their reaction? They were harsh. They were cruel. They were unkind. They insulted him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he didn't give up. What they did was, when they saw that Allah's beloved is meeting the people, himself and Hazrat Zayd, they walked. And actually the wisdom here was, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't want the Meccans to stop him from inviting to Allah. So he was going with his freed slave Zayd, and they went on foot to camouflage that they are continuing to invite to Allah. But the Meccans shouldn't know. Otherwise the Meccans would send a message to the people of Taif. But still, the people of Taif ill-treated our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as he invited them to Allah, the leaders came in and sent the gangsters against the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the way they tortured our beloved, stoned him, scoffed at him, mocked at him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this, he went to the home of a very elderly person. Her name was Ruqayqa al-Thaqafiyya. So her daughter narrates this. She says that Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to my mother. She gave him sawiq, barley porridge, and he invited her to Allah. She said, if I'm gonna accept your faith and not worship the idols, they're gonna kill me. Allah's Nabi said, you worship Allah, not Taghiyah. Taghiyah was the idol of Taif. You worship Allah. And if they try and convince you, tell them, how can I worship something that was made by creation? I have to worship the Creator. Anyway, she showed this ikram of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued. But they continued with the torture. And finally, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was left, he took resort in a farm. And as he was sitting there, there was a slave who ran that farm for two Meccan chiefs, Utba and Shayba, famous Meccan chiefs. The Meccan elite used to purchase property in Taif. So they owned this farm. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was resting in the vineyard. And a man by the name of Adas comes to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he presents grapes. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so kind to Adas. He showed him so much of akhlaq. He spoke to him so politely. Adas was affected. Then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, where are you from? He said, I come from Ninawa. That's in Iraq. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you know, my brother comes from there. So Adas was emotioned by that. And he couldn't believe it. Then what do you mean? You from the leaders of Makkah, you from the Quraysh, first of all, you talk to me so politely, and then you say, your brother comes from my town. How is that possible? I'm a foreigner, I'm from Iraq. No one here treats us like this. He was so touched that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam treated people so kindly. This is the lesson for you and I. How will we treat the Bowser? How do we treat our staff? How do we treat our neighbors? What is our akhlaq with them? Are we polite with them? Are we kind to them? What is the sunnah of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam? In that, Adas asked him, that how is your brother from my town? Explain to me. He said, you see, there was a great Nabi of Allah, Yunus alayhi salam. My Quran speaks of him. He is Allah's Nabi. We the Anbiya are brothers. Adas was touched. And then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam partook of the grapes he brought. And he said, Bismillah. Adas was affected by that also. These simple, beautiful teachings, every one of us. Allah forgive us. We complacent. We feel, I perform my salah. I'm going to go home. I'm going to enjoy my lunch for asr. I'll make it. Allah forgive us. Some of us don't make it. Allah forgive us. But sadly, we are contented with the little we do for Allah. We don't realize we're the ummah of the greatest of anbiya. Alayhi musallawatu min Allahi wa taslimat. When we enter our grave, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hadith is in Ibn Majah, the angels come to a person. And at that time in his grave, he sees the sun at the time of Asr. He sees the sun at the time of Asr. And the angels want to interrogate him. If salah was integral in his life, if he would put everything aside for salah, he would be able to say to the angels that y'all have to wait. Now is my appointment with Allah. That's the first test in the grave, the Asr prayer. Yes, we are here. What about Asr? Will we delay our salah for anybody's meeting? For any appointment? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed such akhlaq to Adas. He changed his life. He actually held or kissed the feet of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as he went away, Utba and Shayba, who were so touched and were affected and emotioned by the way Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was hurt. But then they were shocked. Why is Adas so close to him? They warned Adas. Adas, be careful. Your religion is better than his. Adas said, no, my masters. He has come with the truth. Adas gives them dawah. Afterwards, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting there. Him and Zayd. Allah sends an angel, Jibreel alayhi salam. So Jibreel alayhi salam introduces another angel, that Allah sent me with this angel to seek your permission. An nutbiqa alayhimul akhshabain. That there's huge mountains surrounding Makkah and Taif. If you want, we are about to topple these mountains to crush them all. Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam was bleeding. Imagine. Imagine the blood. Imagine his pain. Imagine his du'as. And imagine this opportunity that came to him. And he says that, no, O Jibreel, I want them or their progeny to get hidayat. I hope that Allah brings people of hidayat from their progeny. And he made dua. O Allah, ilayka ashku. I complain to you only, Allah. Da'fa quwwati wa qillata hilati wa hawani 'ala an-nas ya arhamar rahimin. Ila man takiluni ila 'aduwwin yatajahhamuni. O Allah, I complain to you alone of my weakness, my lack of planning, my reliance on them. Allah, who are you leaving me to? But O Allah, whatever my plight is, as long as you are happy with me, I am satisfied. I am contented. You must be happy with me. O Allah, if you give me afiyat, that is better for me. But if you are happy with me in this condition, I am happy with it. غَيْرَ أَنَّ عَافِيَتَكَ هِيَ أَوْسَعُ لِي. And then he says, O Allah, I seek protection that your wrath must never befall me. O Allah, through your nur, بِنُورِ وَجْهِكَ الَّذِي أَشْرَقَتْ لَهُ الظُّلُمَاتِ أَن تُحِلَّ عَلَيَّ غَضَبَكَ. O Allah, through thy countenance, your beautiful nur that encompasses everything, save me from your wrath befalling me. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Taif, opened the book that every one of us should be reading every day in our homes. This kitab is a protection for ourselves, for our children. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the lives of Sahaba kiram radiyallahu anhum. The first incident in this kitab. Read this. Read it to our children. How much of need we have of Allah's deen. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Taif. But he didn't give up. As he was returning, he stopped in a valley. And he was performing salah. There's a difference of opinion, which salah was it? But the preferred view is, it was tahajjud. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing tahajjud, or the fajr prayer. And he was reciting Quran. Then Allah reveals to him two sections of the Quran. One is Suratul Ahqaf, the other is Suratul Jinn. وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوهُ قَالُوا أَنْصِتُوا فَلَمَّا قُضِيَ وَلَّوْا إِلَى قَوْمِهِمْ مُنذِرِينَ قَالُوا يَا قَوْمَنَا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا كِتَابًا أُنْزِلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ وَإِلَى طَرِيقٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ يَا قَوْمَنَا أجيبوا داعي الله وآمنوا به يغفر لكم من ذنوبكم ويجركم من عذاب أليم. This entire ruku' was revealed. Allah says, and we send to you, we averted them, we channeled them in your direction. صرفنا إليك نفرا, a group, a jamaat of jinn. They were actually searching the entire world, wondering why they can't steal information anymore. They can't eavesdrop anymore. Their eavesdropping is mentioned in Surah As-Saffat. Now they're wondering. So their chief sends them, find out why we can't steal information. And they travel the entire earth. And then Allah says, we channel them in your direction. You reading Quran. And now they stop each other. Come, come, listen here. يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. They listen to the Qur'an-i Kareem attentively. فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوا, they were present. قَالُوا, they tell each other, silence, silence, ansitu. As soon as the tilawat was finished, Allah forgive us. We Muslim for years. We the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we've not understood that dawat is our responsibility. We contented that I performed my salah. I did my little and it finishes there. Previously Allah would send a Nabi to every town. Here Allah doesn't send Anbiya alayhi salam. This ummah is told, you are the best of all nations. Kuntum khayra ummah ukhrijat linnas. You are the best of all nations. You are selected for humanity. Ukhrijat linnas. Your duty, Allah says to us, ta'muruna bil ma'ruf, to enjoin good, call to iman, call to deen, وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ and forbid evil, وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ and preserve and protect your iman. Iman comes first. But for this ummah, Allah is highlighting, تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Here this jamaat of jinn immediately, فَلَمَّا قُضِيَ, tilawat was over, وَلَّوْ, they immediately started giving dawat. Read the entire ruku'. Majority of that ruku' is the dawat of the jinn. Quran quotes. Something amazing about the Quran-i Kareem. When anyone gives dawat, Quran doesn't just say, Ibrahim alayhi salam gave dawat, Hud alayhi salam gave dawat, Musa alayhi salam gave dawat. Quran details what dawat they gave, how they gave dawat, what they said in the dawat. Not only Anbiya alayhi salam. When the jinn gave dawat, an entire ruku', what dawat they gave, they called to the greatness of Allah. When Musa alayhi salam gave dawat details, a man from the ummah of Musa alayhi salam, chapter 40 of the Quran, Quran tells us how he stood up in front of Fir'aun. He gave dawat to Fir'aun. Not Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam also, 136 times in the Quran, وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ, ek mu'min banda ne farmaya. What did the mu'min banda say? 3 pages of the Quran. What dawat a mu'min banda gave. Surah An-Naml, chapter named Naml, an ant, showing selflessness. Musa, Sulaiman alayhi salam is traveling with his army. Cutting a long story short, he was amazed because Allah made the words of an ant reach his ears, where an ant was concerned about its comrades. The immediate next event, Sulaiman alayhi salam needs water, and the bird in charge of verifying the whereabouts of the water was absent. He gets upset. لَأُعَذِّبَنَّهُ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا أَوْ لَأَذْبَحَنَّهُ أَوْ لَيَأْتِيَنِّي بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. The wrath and the anger of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam is clear in this verse. When we hear noon like this with the lam in Quran, in Arabic, it's for emphasis. لَأُعَذِّبَنَّهُ عَذَابًا. He was upset with the bird, the hoopoe, because he had left his task and his responsibility. And when the hoopoe returned and he expressed his reason for his absence, that, oh Allah's Nabi, I couldn't bear it. They worship the sun other than Allah. I couldn't bear it. I had to leave my post to see how could it be so. Allah yasjudu lillah. Alladhi yukhrijul khabaf. Yasjuduna lishamsi min dunillah. The bird couldn't bear it. Here the jinn giving dawat. Quran quotes the jinn. The ant caring for others. Quran quotes the ant. The bird leaving its post out of worry that they worship the sun. Quran quotes the bird. We are the ummah of this Nabi of Allah, who Allah gave us this Quran. This ummah is taken out for the whole universe. Our Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told about the jinn, and the jinn embraced Islam and they started giving dawah to jinn kind. When he completed, obviously he made shukr to Allah that efforts are not to waste. We have to make an effort. Allah is the giver of hidayat. We can't be contented that, oh, I have done my bit. No, we have to carry on. We have to die trying. We have to carry on striving for Allah. That while we leaving this world also, we leave this world striving for Allah. What happened in Taif? Taif didn't end here. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam returns to Makkah. He couldn't enter Makkah. So he asked for permission. And finally he gets permission to enter Makkah. But he carried on making dua for Taif. Years later, a man by the name of Urwa bin Mas'ud al-Thaqafi, Allah puts hidayat in him. He was the son-in-law of Abu Sufyan. He was wedded to Abu Sufyan's daughter Maymuna bint Abi Sufyan. Allah put hidayat in his heart. He followed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Medinan stage went to Taif again. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't stop making effort on people. So Abu Urwa followed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and came to Medina. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so happy over the fact that he came for the truth. He changed his life. He spent time in the environment of Masjid al-Nabawi. What environment? Dawat, Ta'aleem, Ibadat, Khidmat, and all the amal that takes place in Masjid al-Nabawi. Our time has elapsed. This discussion, every one of us should try, and every week, Shab Guzari takes place on a Friday. Every one of us should be there. Today we'll discuss the same incident. We'll complete the incident of Hazrat Urwa bin Mas'ud. But we've come especially to invite you for the Ijtima', that is the Durban Ijtima', that's taking place in Newcastle on the 9th, the 10th and the 11th of this month, the next month, the month that's coming in. Let's make sure we mark our calendar. Let's make sure our sons know. Make sure our families know so they can make dua. Make sure our cousins know. Make sure that every one of us are going to be there early and on time. And before that, let's try and spend a few days in the path of Allah. So we also make some sacrifice and some effort towards the hidayat of the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah give us tawfiq. Because in this chapter, wal asr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat, third responsibility, it doesn't end there. Contentment, iman and amal. Wa tawasaw bil haqq. Collectively call to iman and collectively help each other in adversity. Wa sallallahu alaihi wasallam.